In this episode of the Pestrogen Podcast, co-hosts Jenny and Candace dive into the world of awkward encounters with their guest, Joel Walker. Join us as we explore the humorous and sometimes cringe-worthy moments that make life interesting. Get ready for laughter, surprises, and a reminder that we're all just trying to navigate this awkwardness of life.
It's time for the Pestrogen Podcast with your hosts, Jenny and Candace.
Welcome back to another episode of the Pestrogen Podcast. We missed you last week. I am one of your co-hosts, Candace. I am out in the Pacific Northwest. And alongside with me, as always, is the beautiful and talented Jenny out in the Midwest. Well, at least we got the West thing going on together.
Yeah.
How you doing? How you been since I last saw you? It's been a little while.
Hello, pretty pesties. It's been good. I had an amazing Thanksgiving. I got super fat. And I'm happy for that. Yeah, just been battling the cold and chapped lips and dry skin. And
yeah, you guys got all that snow out there.
Yeah, oh yeah, all the snow. It's been fun. Not.
Oh, I bet.
Why do I live here?
It's fun to play in. It's fun to look at, especially on my phone through a picture. And that's about as far as I want to go with it.
Yeah, I think the hardest part work-wise has been showing up to an account that is a regular account, quarterly, monthly, whatever, and them looking at the snow and then looking back at me and like I'm a crazy person. And it's like, you signed up for yearly service knowing we get snow in December.
Snow happens in the Midwest quite frequently.
Not to mention I'm like looking back on the history and they've had rodent issues before. Like, why are you looking at me like I'm crazy for being here? Like, what? So, yeah, it's been all right. It's been good. How you been?
I have been. It has been, the last couple of days have been insane. Personal stuff. My son. It's been crazy. But hopefully it should all be wrapped up by tomorrow. And then he will leave off to his first wrestling tournament of the season. He is very hopeful. And he told me because they got their team and individual pictures done yesterday. So he told me that it's going to be the before picture before the state champion. And I was like,
no.
But then I told him, I said, don't be disappointed if you don't place. I said, your goal should be to just make it to state since you didn't last year.
Yeah.
That's
there
it.
We go.
You don't have to place. Just get there.
Yeah. Oh, you're a super mama.
Oh, God, it's been insane today. But without further ado, We are doing an awkward episode today because, well, we have all dealt with that shit. And it came to me because our awesome guest, Joel, posted a very awkward story of his own and decided to ask others if they had some. And he got the damn responses from it.
It is awesome.
So I figured, why not? Hi, Joel. How are you? How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Absolutely. We are excited to get to know you. So where are you, for one?
So I live in the Chattanooga area. I'm in Georgia, technically, right, like the last exit in Georgia, like 5 minutes from Chattanooga. I live in Ringgold, Georgia. Been up here since about 2008. Grew up in the Atlanta area for the most part. So been up here for a while.
Nice. How long have you been in pest control?
You know, I think it's been about 12 years now, about 12.
Nice. Wow. That's a lot longer than I thought. I don't know why. Yeah. It doesn't look like you could be in
I look
for
like
12
I'm 20.
Years.
I know. Yeah. I look young.
You do. You look really young and take that right, as a compliment. Right. Like, it looks like you could only been it for like maybe five,
right,
six,
yeah. You must not see all the white in my beard. 10.
Maybe my husband gets white in his beard and his hair, so I'm used to it. I don't see it anymore.
So how did you get into pest control?
It's kind of a little unusual, I guess, in a way. It wasn't my intention, but I was actually a police officer for 10 years, and I thought that was going to be my career, and that did not pan out. I would probably attribute to self-diagnosed PTSD, anxiety, really bad anxiety, panic attacks. I never dealt with that before, and it just came out of nowhere. It was really, really bad. I just couldn't do it no more. And I was married and we just had our first kid. So it was a lot of stress and I really wasn't sure what to do. And I was going to a local gym and the owner said, hey, I know the owner of this local pest control company where I live out in Ringgold, Georgia here. He's like, I'll put in word for you. And originally the guy wasn't hiring and I was unemployed for a month or two. And I was still trying to get everything worked out mentally with myself. Cause it was an awful time. I've never dealt with it. It's something, if you've never gone through it, you could not comprehend what someone, I always thought, oh, panic attacks, they're fake, whatever. You could just jump out of it. It's not a big deal. And then I dealt with it. I was like, okay, these are real.
Oh, and, yeah. So
anyways, yeah, starting to get a lot better. A lot of things in life changed. Getting out of law enforcement was like a huge weight lifted off my shoulders. I just was so burnt out too. Seeing a lot of bad things, dealt with a lot of bad things. Just then having my kid really, it was like, oh my gosh, I don't want to die doing this job. I got a brand new kid here. But anyways, yeah, going back to, yeah, the owner of that local pest control company said, yeah, we're hiring to come in. And it just worked out. Was able to get hired on, was with this local company for a while and was pretty comfortable with it. I mean, my favorite part, and you know, I'm kind of jumping here, but my favorite part really is just the connection I meet with customers. And I really enjoy that. And especially my elderly customers, I really enjoy having a conversation with them. Some are just lonely, just talking, taking that time, offering to help them. I'm more than happy. Like, hey, can I take your trash out, or can I lift something heavy for you and move it? I've done that plenty of times. Change the light bulbs, but kind of answered a lot more to that one simple question. But
No, that's awesome.
That's,
you're fine.
That's a little bit about myself there and getting into it. So I think it's been about 12. My oldest is 13. It was about when he was one when I got into pest control.
Wow.
And I'm still in it. Still stuck in it.
So besides your 13-year-old, do you have any other kids?
Yes, I have another son that's 9. So just the two.
So you got two boys?
Two boys, yes.
You got two boys. Jenny's got two girls. I got a boy and a girl.
Yeah.
There you go.
Perfect.
Mixed mashed. Yeah, mixed mashed.
All kind of around. Well, mine are the younger. The 8 and 10. I have an 8 and 10. Two girls. Yeah.
My oldest is my daughter. She's 19. And she'll be actually moving out to the Midwest during this summer to finish schooling out there with some of her friends that are already there. And then my youngest one that I was just talking about going to wrestling and stuff, he's 15. He'll be 16 in less than a month now.
Oh my God, they're getting so big.
It goes by fast.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Seems like when you have kids, life goes even faster.
It does. It's stupid.
Yeah.
Like, do you remember when, like, all of us were teenagers, you know, that 15, 16-year-old age, and you're just like, I can't wait to be an adult, and I can't wait to set all my own rules, and now you're like, this is some bullshit. I don't want to be an adult anymore.
When you're in high school, it takes forever to get out. You're like, I cannot wait for high school to be over with, and it takes forever, and then you're out, and you're like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Mentally, I feel like I'm still in high school, but
I was just telling my son that because he's still in high school. He's a sophomore this year. Because he said something about he can't wait to be done. And I'm like, no, enjoy it. Enjoy everything you can about it. Because once it's done, it's done. Mm-hmm. There's nothing else. I mean, because he doesn't want to go to college, which is fine. I didn't force my oldest to. She just wants to be a vet tech, so she has to. But he doesn't want to. He wants to go into the trades. Not necessarily pest control, but more like construction, welding, maybe. So that's fine. But I'm like, this is the fun part. This is when you get to be goofy and do stupid things and get in trouble for it. But don't wish it away. Don't do that.
Yeah. Yes. Definitely enjoy it.
Yes.
And that's why I enjoy pest control, because I feel like it's a career where I get to be goofy a lot. I mean, it's serious when you're out in the field and messing with poisons and whatever, addressing clients. But for the most part, we get to be goofy, damn it.
You know what? I do you guys have cameras in your cars? Because we do.
No.
Yeah. So our manager, I'll give a shout out to Tiffany. She's probably going to listen. They have cameras in our cars and they face us too. And they have audio. And she just went through and watched all of ours because there was these little things that she had to adjust for our driving records, whatever, because it was dinging everything. And you're talking about being kind of silly and goofy. I make weird random noises in my truck by myself. I'll sing very horribly and weirdly. That's a word. But yeah, she got to see all that. She's like, oh my gosh, you guys are cracking me up. I was like, I hope you didn't see all the times I picked my nose or pass gas, or I'm like, look, it is. I make some weird noises. I do weird voices. I mean, who knows? I'm like, oh my God. So you're talking about like not out with the customer being weird, but in my car, I'm weird and I still don't have the privacy. So yeah, that's been, she got to see all that.
Same. I don't think Bill ever really watches ours. He got them for insurance reasons, like as in he had an, or his brother had an instance where another vehicle was struck at the same time as one of his company vehicles drove by, and they were charged with it even though they didn't, whatever. So Bill put in cameras to like just like basically cover his ass. But every once in a while, like something will happen, and I'll like talk to the camera as if Bill is watching it, and I'll be like, you didn't see that, Bill, or whatever.
Like, Bill, listen up. Look at me. Shut up.
Oh my God. This is really random. But when I first started with Trio, they didn't have a phone ready for me. So I took Bill's, and he's going to be on a episode coming up, so you'll hear, but he's got like a real deep voice. My boss does, the owner. And so he gave me his phone, and his GPS is his voice. It was like, up, turn left up here. And it was so weird.
At the next intersection, make a left. Oh, okay.
I was like, damn, this is getting serious. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yes. So that's kind of an awkward moment, right?
That would be awkward.
Talking to the camera and then having my boss's GPS on my phone.
Well, especially if you didn't know that it was his voice, and all of a sudden you just hear his voice, you're like, what the hell?
All of a sudden, I was just like, what the fuck? It's pretty cool, though.
All right, Joel, so what was your awkward moment that started this whole crazed post?
Sure. This is definitely like a Dumb and Dumber moment, the bathroom scene. So I'm just going to be straight up. My stomach, I have stomach issues. I don't have a gallbladder anymore. And that was like, I got to know every public restroom in Chattanooga area after I got it taken out. So that was fun. But anyways, yeah. So I was, it was like my first stop at a customer's house, elderly couple, and it hit me. I was like, oh my gosh. I'm like, I'm going to just crap my pants, or just I'm gonna have to ask them to use their bathroom. I couldn't just be like awkwardly in the middle of spraying the inside of their house, treating the inside of their house, go I'll be right there, I gotta run down the street. And I have actually done that. Maybe that just made me think of another story. So anyways, this older guy, he was there, and I was upstairs, and they had a restroom up there, and I asked him, I said, do you mind if I use your restroom? He's like, yeah, sure. And I went in there, and I'm try not to be gross, but I was blowing it up. It was like just coming out, and I couldn't stop. And I was like, oh my gosh, I gotta do a courtesy flush, because this is getting pretty bad. And I turned around, I still wasn't done. I gave the courtesy flush, and it just swirled up and went right back down. I was like, oh my God, the toilet's not working, it's not flushing. And so I literally picked up like the top of the toilet, was messing with everything, trying to fix it real quick. Wasn't fixing. And I was like, I still got more to go. Oh my God. I can't just get up and be like, yeah, let me walk around like this. Cause I was like, it's already in here. I'm just going to finish it. Did it. Couldn't fix the toilet. And I was like, I got to tell the customer, cause they're eventually going to they're going to see this.
Yeah.
And I'm the only one that's been up here, cause they're old and they didn't go upstairs generally. So yeah, it was a walk of shame downstairs, and they were both there. And I said, hey guys, this is going to be awkward, and I got to tell you something, but I just went number two in your bathroom upstairs, and the toilet is broke, and it's not flushing, and I just want to let you know. I was like, okay, what's the response going to be? They were nice. They're like, oh yeah, that's fine. I don't remember exactly what they said. And I finished the stop. I don't know if they're a monthly or quarterly stop, but the next time I went, I brought it up kind of. I was like, oh, you know, this is going to be awkward. Yeah, you remember me? I destroyed your bathroom and then the toilet. So, yeah, the lady, the next time I went, she's like, yeah, we found out that the toilet apparently had been broken, and we didn't know it. We had to replace the whole toilet. And I was like, man, I felt bad for whoever the plumber was that had to come in there and replace the toilet with a whole load of crap in it. Like, I don't even know. I was like, okay. I almost wanted to tell my the boss, be like, can you send another technician there forever? I don't think I should go back.
Yeah,
forever and ever.
Just, yeah, it's kind of awkward. But because it just made me think of another story. This real quick. Mm-hmm. There was a lady, one of my customers. We all get those customers where they kind of like I'm doing right now. They talk and they won't shut up. And you're like, my God, I want to go to my next stop. Can you stop talking? And it was hitting me when that lady was talking. She was always a talker. And I was like, oh my gosh, I got to go so bad. I got number two right now. And I was debating going in her crawl space and taking a dump in there because I had nowhere else to go. I guess I could have asked her bathroom, but I was like, I'm going to just go in the crawl because I had to go in there to do a termite inspection. I'm just like, I'm going to take a dump in the crawl space if she doesn't shut up. Finally, I was like, ma'am, I was like, I'm going to have to run down the street. I'll be right back. And I did. And she didn't ask me what I was doing. She probably, what is he doing? But I was seriously, that's the only time I've debated. I was like, I'm going to take a dump in this customer's crawl space because I'm about to go in my pants.
Yep.
So, yep. Yeah.
I've had to do that. Like, I got to go for a minute because I had to pee so damn bad. You know, being old and having children, my bladder doesn't hold as much anymore or as well. But yeah, it's usually like, oh man, I forgot to grab, you know, some extra screws or hardware cloth or something. Mm-hmm. I'll be right back. And it'll be something that I have in my car, so I'm not worried about it. But yeah, I'm like, oh, I gotta go get some. And then go get some and then go pee. And then I'm like, oh, thank God.
Yeah. I am also gallbladderless. And I did I had the comfort of doing commercial for a few years. So I got like so used to being like, just used to public bathrooms all the time that since I've been with Trio, that has been a real challenge because I am not okay with going number two in a customer's house. But if it's between that and shitting my pants, I might
I seriously want to come up with an app that shows you all the best locations to go number two, whatever area you're in.
Yeah.
And like you would need to check in so you know someone's there in case you got to go really bad and you got to check out. No one would do that. But I'm like, you know, because there's some nasty bathrooms out there and like,
yeah.
Just maybe I should just.
Like, I'm in Indianapolis, Indiana. Okay. So like, and I'm from Dayton, Ohio, which is another like big city, right? Well, like in most big cities, there's like a hood side and like a not hood side. So like the hood side, you just know there's no bathrooms because nobody will ever let you fucking use their bathroom. Mm-hmm. In Indianapolis, it is like the weirdest city ever where like you just never know when you're gonna get into the quote unquote hood part. Like there's no like west side is bad or whatever. It's just fucking You'll go from mansions to like to where no one will let you use your bathroom and you might get stabbed. Like, I don't know. So that's scary, too, because then I'm scared of like, oh, no, what if no one will let me use their bathroom? And
yeah. Yeah. Like, and you don't want to explain to your kids.
You don't want to be like, how did she die? She got stabbed taking a dump. Oh, yeah.
She got stabbed because she needed to poop.
Exactly.
She should have just crapped her pants.
Which leads to my awkward story where there's probably some weird OnlyFans thing with me squatting in front of a trail cam going pee. I pulled off. Well, it was actually on my client's property. It was all the way back. They got a big house all through woods. Well, on my way out, I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to pull off and go pee. So then I went off, squatted, and then mid squat I look up and see a trail cam. So that was
cool. I've actually had that happen too.
Yeah,
there was a church I used to go to. It was in the middle of nowhere, and I would go pee, and I peed there like three times, and I was peeing. I looked up on the telephone pole, and there was literally a trail cam right at me. I was like, holy crap, how long has that been there? So been there, done that.
It's great.
I'm like, well, they saw my ding dong, so I guess I never can pee here again.
I have had to do that once, Jenny, and it was literally after the first time I heard your story. So I was like, property's pretty big. I went like way back into the woods, but it's like before I did, I'm like looking around. I'm like, nothing here, right? No, we're good. Okay.
Yep.
So you saved me from getting captured.
You're welcome.
It's hard to tell where these cameras are these days, though. I've seen them in crawl spaces, like the larger ones, because I've I perhaps have peed in people's crawl spaces because I'm like, hey, might as well. It just absorbs in the foundation here or the rocks.
Yeah. Right.
But I've seen camera. They got camera. I'm like, oh my gosh. I hope there's no cameras over here where I've been peeing in the crawl space.
Right. That's one thing that at the first company I worked for, they always told me, just assume you're on camera at all times, which those are all also some of the most funny, embarrassing stories you hear, where that didn't happen to me necessarily, but I heard of other technicians where I was working where, like, they got in trouble because they said or did something stupid in front of a camera. Like, I think it was at my last employer, a client or a technician said aloud to himself, wow, that's an ugly color of paint. Like, in their house was like, ew, that's ugly. And they called and complained.
Oh my God.
That's pretty petty of them.
That's so stupid. Like, we did a 30-day one-shot on rodents at a sleep clinic. And I mean, they were like running in the parking lot in the middle of the day. So you know how Brandon is with rodents. He's chasing one with his damn knife out.
Yeah.
And he gets it. He stabs it. He kills it. He was all on camera. And he goes back a few days later to check stations and stuff. And everybody's in the office and they're all huddled around the screen and they're giggling. And he's like, what's going on? You know, he didn't ask them, but he just thinking, you know, like, what the hell's going on? And the owner was like, oh, my God, it's you. And he was like, who? What? What are we talking about? He was like, come here, look. They were watching him kill the rodents. They were like, this is the coolest thing ever. And he's like, I'm just working. I don't know what you want from me.
That's what I do for a living.
Right.
That's great.
Yeah, I try to tell new guys with me about the camera stuff when we walk up to these doors. I'm like, be careful what you say. Don't say anything right now because the doorbell Ring camera. What always gets me though is the customers that they're not home and they have all these cameras and they're like, I didn't see him. He wasn't here. And complain, you do your thing. I'm like, what's the point of having your cameras? Did you even check them? I'm clearly right. Walking around your house. And that one gets me with cameras and people.
Yep.
Because I'm sorry, I have a camera system at my house and I'm also on a main road, so I don't have it set to send me any notifications of a car going by, or else I would get it literally all day, every day. I have it set for people because it can do cars, people, or pets. I have it set for people because I want to know if a person is walking around. And I get them all day long still. Sometimes, like, I have to, like, silence it for an hour because I'm like, oh my God, shut up. Because, right. Like I said, I live on a main road. People are walking their dogs, you know, jogging around, whatever. But I'm like, oh my God. So how do these people not? No, did they just not have notifications turned on and then just assume that we never showed up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get that. And then we have the whole camera system in our cars where if they want it, be like, just pull up the camera footage of me in their driveway and show it to them, the timestamp, everything.
Yeah.
I don't get these people. We'll have customers, they leave reviews through the system we have. And one lady left me a 0 because she wasn't there. And that was it. She wasn't there and I did the service and that like plummeted my score. I'm like, that was pretty awful. Like, right. What, a 0?
Like, yep. I have a select few clients that want to be there. Okay, fine. And it's not even because they have an interior issue. They just like being there. Okay, fine. But majority of them, they're just like, yeah, come do what you're doing. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep. You do get those customers. They got to have it sprayed inside every time.
I've had one call me demanding, because she was coming to us, you know, this is what I want. I have to be sprayed interior every month. And I'm like, well, you know, this is how we're set up. We do exterior, we do interior as needed, as there's a problem. Well, I'm used to having it done every month. Well, I don't do it that way. So we're just not going to be a good fit. Well, I'll find someone else. Well, good. Because that's what I'm asking you to do.
Right. Yeah.
I'm like, don't argue with me, okay?
Yeah.
I've heard some of the bigger companies, I don't know if you guys discussed this, like they won't even do the inside now. Like some of these bigger companies I've heard. Okay. I don't know if you guys have
I
heard
have
that.
Heard about
I don't know
that.
If that's true.
I have heard about some of the bigger boxes just literally saying no to interior anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Which, wow. cool on them, I guess. Like, yeah. Like I said, I do interior as needed. I always tell people I can control majority of it from the outside. Sometimes, you know, if they come in, it happens. Shit happens. Then I'll deal with it. But so, other than that, no.
A couple weeks ago. Yeah, it was a couple weeks ago, right? Yeah. We had an episode where we did proud. What was it?
Proud moments.
Proud moments, essentially. Yeah. Make yourself proud or whatever.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Well, that exact day we were supposed to record, I had my first customer complaint with Trio, and it was that I tried to educate the client that we don't have to do the interior every time if you're not having issues or whatever. But I went ahead and did the interior anyway, even though I told her we don't need, you know, I remembered doing it the last time I was there. She was like, well, I still want it done. And I'm like, okay, well, I went and did it, did the interior. Well, she still called and complained and said she didn't want me as a tech anymore because I didn't want to do her interior. And I was just like, that wasn't that. No, I was just educating you that we don't have to do it every time.
Yeah. How dare you educate people on the pesticides in their house?
When me and Candace went to record later that night, I was like, I don't know if I'm feeling very proud of myself today. I got a complaint. This sucks.
Yeah, you get 10 good things.
Didn't you actually get
things.
Two that day?
Right. Yeah, I had two. And I don't know. It was, what the fuck?
That one. Bill was like, are you okay?
I was like, I guess, man.
If that's the worst you're being complained about, that's not bad.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
My worst complaint was that I was, oh my God, dismissive and argumentative over a free service. You didn't have any rodents anymore, so I took the traps out of your commercial kitchen. And then she wanted to bitch at me about it. Yeah. I'm like, I can give you service. I can you can pay for service. Why are you being so argumentative? I don't know. And I even apologize. I'm like, I'm driving. I am pulled over now, so I can focus on you better. But I'm not trying to be. I'm honestly not. Mm-hmm. So let me, you know, we'll get this situated. And she was just upset. And then she called Brandon because she thought Brandon was the owner and my boss, not realizing what we're, well, technically both owners.
Yeah.
Considering we're married.
Right.
Oh, God. It was so funny, though.
Goodness gracious.
And then she left me left the company a 3-star review, I think, because I was dismissive and blah, blah, blah. Called me out by name. So then Brandon had to reply to that one. So that was a little awkward because it was at our mall that I service. So every time I'd walk by it, I'm like, don't look at me.
So I looked it up. Joel, you've only been in PCHD for 3 weeks.
Yeah. And my manager, Tiffany, the one I mentioned earlier, she invited me. She sent me the link. I didn't even know it existed. And that's now awesome. I'm not sure if I wanted to know if it existed with some of the weird stuff I saw in there. But
it does get a little awkward in there sometimes.
Yeah. Some of the stuff I'm like, this is maybe not pest related or relate at all to this. I don't know what's going on. Like, whoever posted the thing about the toilet paper thing today. Like, what am I watching here? Did you guys see that?
No.
Where they boil toilet paper and then added cinnamon and stuff to it and then just put it in the floorboard in the kitchen.
Was it supposed to be like a pest repellent?
That's
or something?
Yeah, that's what I was like. What is this, like, for rodents or something?
Yeah,
we're making fun of it.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of figuring. Yeah, because you know how the customers are. They're like, I read this online if you put a Tic Tac 3 centimeters from the doorway, you'll never get ants. They don't like you. Like, what are you talking? Yeah. No, don't do that.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I watch a home inspector that his tagline is "Don't do that." And, like, I constantly say it now. I'll see random
don't
shit that fixes a pest issue. And I'm like, don't do that. It's great.
Or your tagline. What are we even doing?
What are we doing here?
What are we doing here?
Can I tell a quick story about a complaint that I got? Because you made me think about it and I totally forgot. It was funny. When I first started, they wanted, like, the company I was with, they're like, yeah, I was trained, like, spray all the baseboards. And I went in this house and it was a nice house and they had the wooden baseboards, they're not white, and I sprayed, and I guess I probably had too much chemical in it, liquid. I just mix it well, so it left a little bit of residual, and I did it all throughout the house. And in the same time, that a freaking wasp nest upstairs, that I had to open up a window spray the, I guess it was wasp freeze, and it ricocheted back off the corner of the house into my eyeballs. Ooh. I had to run to the bathroom, wash out. I did all this stuff. It was crazy. The customer called in and complained about the residual and said that I was, and told my owner, they're like, he's not thorough enough. He's like, to me, he said, it sounds like you were over thorough.
Right?
Because you sprayed all the baseboards and left residual on them. And they like, we don't want him anymore. We don't want this guy back. I'm like, really? I got stupid wasp freeze in my eyes going like beyond the scope of things I needed to do. Really trying to get unsafely a wasp nest that was on the second floor up there. But yeah, that one made me think about that when you're talking about the people, just the weird complaints. Like my owner's like, yeah, it sounded like he's like, just do spot treatment. Just hit the corners. Don't spray all the baseboards. Like, sounds good to me.
Okay.
Yeah, people like to complain about the stupidest shit sometimes just because they want to complain.
That
or
too.
To hopefully get a free service or a discounted service. And it's like, no.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I'm going through the stories that came on Joel's post. So many of them started with too many to count, or there's way too many, or there's so many. Are we just like magnets to awkwardness? Like, what are we doing? Like, I know majority of it is like finding the sex toys, because we've all done it. Everybody has seen them in somebody else's drawer. I know Brandon's recently, he found like an octopus tentacle looking one, and he freaked out. He was like, what the hell is this? And he was like, I didn't know stuff like that existed. People are really into that. I said, babe, it is rule 34 of the internet. And he was like, what do you mean? And I was like, if it exists, there's porn for it. And he was like, oh my God. I'm like, mm-hmm. Let it sink in.
Yeah,
but that is a legit thing.
Found a midget porn DVD in someone. We're doing bed bug, and I think it was labeled midget porn. I was like, me and the other guy was like, look at this. There you go.
My very first sex toy that I found, I was inspecting a lady's unit for rodents because she had them. We're making sure they were gone, whatever, whatever. And I'm looking around, and I pulled one of her drawers, and there it was. That lady had to be 75 plus. And I'm going, what? Mm. What? I'm like, good on you, Grandma, but what?
Still got that drive.
I guess. I'm like, doesn't it normally die off in us? Like, super, no, not super young, but way younger than men. I'm going, what the hell?
Yep. The most awkward sex toy I found was a pocket pussy in a nursing home. And the creepiest part, actually, okay, so it's like, it's an assisted living. Mm-hmm. And he was an old man in a wheelchair. And the first time I ever came to service this unit, it was a reoccurring roach service. They told me he wasn't in there. And I went in, and the room was dark, but he was sitting in his wheelchair thing in the corner in the dark, just sitting there. And I didn't realize it. So then I turned on the light, and I actually had my husband in my earbud. And when I turned on the light, he scared me, like, genuinely. And I was
like,
and even my husband could tell that, like, I got spooked. And he's like, are you okay? Are you okay? And I was just like, oh, hi, how are you? Or whatever. Well, it was a couple services later that I found his pocket pussy, and it was. So then I'm like, that creeped me out more, because then I'm just thinking of the creepy guy in the wheelchair in the corner in the dark. And then.
Sounds like a horror movie.
Right? I was just thinking that. I'm like, that's how horror movies start. The creepy old dude in the corner. Because why are we hiding in the dark, old man?
Wide awake. It wasn't like he was asleep, I don't think, unless I woke him up. But he looked wide awake. It was just so weird. No TV on or nothing. It was just, what are you doing, man?
Have you found people dead and going in to do a service?
Not yet.
I haven't.
I have serviced after they have passed. And like, because I did a elderly plus apartment building that was like a 4-story high, like massive apartment building. And she would, the landlord lady would give me a list of rooms or whatever. And she'd be like, oh, don't go into such and such. So and so just died, and I got the ozone thing going. And I'm like, the fuck. Ew. And then, but then the next week, I would service it or whatever. And then, a couple months later, a new tenant would be in there, and I'd go to service it. And one of the times, I was servicing, and I said something about that I've I've been servicing this place a long time and I've been to this unit before. And the lady goes, I know someone died in here. I was like, okay.
I don't know nothing about it. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just here to kill the pests, not the
people. I was probably being weird because I just knew somebody died in there and awkward.
So yeah. Looking at all the stories,
yes,
a lot of them involved a lot of the same things. A lot of people said they had incidents just like Joel's with almost shitting their pants. The one that hit me the hardest, the one that I actually commented on, I will read to you guys because I don't know if either of you actually read it or not. It says, my story involves being slipped a Viagra in a glass of water by a 60-plus-year-old customer who I thought was just your typical friendly old lady. I've been doing this for a while, and you'll have customers who give you drinks, sandwiches, candies, books, and other random things. Well, this lady was one of those customers who follows you around and chats with you the whole time about life and other mundane stuff. So when she had a sandwich to go for me and a glass of water on an extremely hot summer day, I didn't think anything of it because it was routine. Until 5 minutes after drinking the water, it looked like I had a second Maglite in my pocket, and her best friend both hit on me and asked for a taste. I was so shocked and didn't want anything to do with either of them and left abruptly. I called and told my supervisor, who just laughed and made it very clear that I would no longer be going to her house. Oh, and I made it very clear. Wouldn't you know that the shitty national company continued to put her on my schedule, and I would get written up every time for simply not going after telling my boss numerous times why I wasn't going there.
That's fucked up.
That's what I said to him. I'm like, what?
Men can also be sexually assaulted.
That's what I told him. I was like, so you essentially got sexually assaulted and your boss was just like, ah, fuck it, who cares?
Right?
Like, what kind of bullshit is that?
That is double standards. And Pestrogen Podcast is standing
down the law.
Men's sexual assaults.
Assault victims.
Yeah. Words.
But no, like, how are you going to laugh at your employee when they tell you something like that? I don't care if it's male, female, or anything else. Why are we going to do that?
I mean, I'm going to laugh about it now, but...
Well, yeah, and like, but it's like, and then write him up for not going. I don't care what the reason is. I don't have any employees yet. It's me and my husband. But I don't care what the reason is. If there's a, hey, I don't feel comfortable being there. They just gave me this weird whatever. Cool. Like, yeah. I have that with a few of our places, so I don't do them. Brandon doesn't feel comfortable with me doing them, so he does them. He's like, right. You will never be here by yourself. Cool. Yeah. I'm not going to argue. But to laugh at an actual sexual assault, no. Did you see that one on your post, Joel?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. I did see it. I don't know if I saw all the details that you mentioned. I didn't see the part where you talk about them wanting to get with him or whatever, because that's why I was like, what was the point if she gave or put that Viagra in there?
Yeah, and then asked for a taste.
Yeah, the taste part. I didn't see that. I mean, if the roles were reversed and that was a woman that was given something like a roofie or something, then I mean, that person would have been prosecuted or whatever. But it sounds like. Like, you could talk, I would think you would might want to talk to a lawyer if you're getting written up.
Facts.
For that, you might have some kind of lawsuit.
Yeah, I just looked up your post. Yeah, you actually did comment on it. You asked if she, you said, so did she grind up the pill and mix it in the water? What was the point of her doing that if you were leaving?
Yeah, like, what the hell? Oh my God.
Because I was sitting there going, how do you not, I mean, look, I'm taking Viagra. I've taken it. It's a big blue pill. So I was like, how do you not know that that was in there? That's what I was trying to figure out. Did she just grind it up? Did you not taste the you know how a pill tastes when you when it's chewed up and you don't really take it with water? Or, I mean, it's a mix of water. But
yeah.
That my ex-law enforcement kind of was like, is this real? Is this true? Because people lied to me all the time when I was doing that job. So he's lying, but it's like, this is really out there. But if it's true that's crazy.
Yeah, because I told him I said, well, that's super. So you essentially were sexually assaulted, then laughed at by your management. And he was like, or unwillingly drugged. Nothing physical happened. And I said, well, if women can claim anything and everything as sexual assault, then so can you. And he said, if it doesn't work like that, or it doesn't work that way for us, and you know it, that's why I got written up after refusing to go back ever again, because I didn't have any quote-unquote proof. Basically, he said, she said, I was told I'd have to go back if she was on my schedule. So the first three times she was on my schedule, I said I wasn't going, but they didn't care. So I just didn't go. And when I saw her on my schedule, plain and simple, that, among other reasons, led me to seeing the writing on the wall and that I was a marked slash targeted man and planned accordingly. And then it goes on and on. And I told him, I said, I know it doesn't work that way for men, and that's pretty shitty. What's good for the goose is good for the gander, right? I'm happy you stuck it to them, though, because fuck them. I'm sorry. Even if nothing happened, you just didn't want service for that person for any other reason. They should have respected you for that. But we all know that's not what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good call. So, like you said, though, so many sex toys situations, but one of my friends on my Facebook said, I had a customer watching porn and then showed me her sex toy collection. And then another one was knocked on a hotel to spray, and the girl came to the door, told me I was cute, and then jumped on the guy and said, I'm going to put on a show for you. And he's like, I just walked out.
No.
Good call. Good call, bro.
Go away.
Why? But yeah, so a lot of that topic, because of course that is awkward. Like,
yes.
No.
Especially if they're like right over your shoulder when you're like searching through their stuff and you're like, oh.
Yeah. And
push that
yeah.
to the side.
Or even if you are there forward with you, you know, in our profession, we're not, it's awkward because we're just trying to freaking kill stuff, okay?
Yeah.
Like, we're not here for a good time, okay?
Yeah.
Like,
okay, so here's another one said, I had a bedbug job, asked the divorced woman that moved back in with her parents if her drawers were emptied out. She said yes, opened the top drawer, and about three dildos rolled to the front. She told me she couldn't sneak them out with her parents there. Told her I'll go finish some paperwork while she finishes cleaning them out. You're okay with a complete stranger seeing it, but God forbid if your parents do. Like, you're obviously an adult. You're a divorced woman.
Oh, yeah.
You...
I mean,
we're all adults here. Like,
yeah,
I love when they try to hide them, like tucked in the back corner of the drawer. It's like, I have to look through this stuff. We're going to find it.
Too funny.
I would have just said, hey, I'm just not going to service that drawer. We're good. Let's keep going. We'll be get out of here
much.
And be done.
Yeah. Just, you pull those out. Let me make sure the drawer's clear of anything. And then you can put it back. Whatever.
Yep. Too funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, 22 years in, and I've forgotten most of them, kind of over the awkwardness. Main thing is older, not attractive women hitting on me. Don't want to be mean, but don't want to hit that. Sorry. In my earlier years, the sexual encounters were interesting. I'd say the most awkward wasn't naked or half naked women. It's the naked men that were awkward as fuck. One gentleman with a third leg came to the door. I said, bro, you've got to put that motherfucker up before I go in your apartment. Why do people do that? Like, I've answering the doors in their towels and shit. It's like, you knew I was coming. I told you I would be here at 10. Why are you in your towel?
Yeah.
Go get dressed.
Yeah. Since being with Trio, I had a man answer the door without a shirt. Old man, and he had shorts on, and he goes, I apologize, I don't have my shirt on. And I was like, it's fine, whatever. And he's like, you should have been here earlier when the real show was here. I didn't have my pants on either. And I was just like,
thank you, creepy old grandpa.
I don't want to do this service.
I want to go home.
As soon as I was done, it was actually... his, like, daughter-in-law was the name on the account, and I called her, and I told her, I was like, I ain't fucking servicing there again. And she was just like, oh, he has dementia and all this stuff, and I was like, yeah, well, I ain't going back.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Yeah, awkward.
Now, being ex-law enforcement, and we're speaking of awkward moments, anything awkward that way being law enforcement? Because I know sometimes, you know, you guys have to break down a door for, you know, like a domestic violence or something. But anything awkward that way, like...
Oh, yeah.
People in the middle of having sex or something?
Okay, so here's one that I just always think about. It's not sex, but there's a couple. This one comes to mind. I still think about this. It's been so long ago. It was a domestic call we went to, and the wife was there, and the husband apparently had ran out the door and left, and we were talking to her, and all of a sudden he showed up, and like he had... She goes, did you guys do that to him? Like, what are you talking about? He had hair missing in different spots. And like, he wasn't wearing much clothing. And he had like gouges of leg hair missing different spots. We're like, what? She's like, yeah, he's shaved. There's like shave spot. Like, when would we do that? Right before he ran out during this, like he must have had a trimmer and was like just trimming body hair, different spots. But it was just so random. Like, the guy ran out during all that, but the lady going, did you guys do that to him? Like, yeah, we carry an electric razor around us at work here, and we randomly shave people when we catch them. And I did, because I'll be manscaping at times, and it just dawns on me. Like, I hope I don't have to run out the door from the police right now while I'm manscaping.
Half shaved.
But there was one time I used to work for Atlanta Police Department, and talking about my stomach issues. I had just eaten a Jersey Mike's and something was not sitting with me. I worked downtown Atlanta and I was in my police car and I kept catching every red light and downtown, you know, there's like a million of them. I was like, oh my gosh, it was hitting me. I thought I was going to pass out. Like I was sweating real bad. I was like, oh my God, I got to crap so bad. And I kept catching every red light. And I finally was like, screw this. I turned on my blue lights and sirens. Our precinct was at, it's the CNN center. And I had to type my dispatcher. I'm like, don't give me any calls. I got to go to the bathroom. I don't feel good. And I had to run down there. And that was such a, I don't know. Most times you're like, look at that cop. He's going to something probably. Yeah. He was just trying not to crap his pants that day and turn on his blue lights. And
I've thought of that before when they just like randomly get turned on at a light. I'm like, is he going somewhere? He got to poop.
Yeah,
he's
that
going
time,
somewhere to poop.
That time I did, I was like, I'm going to pass out in my car. This is, it's intense, this pain.
Yeah.
But
I've been there before with the sweats and it's like, yep. Oh God.
Yep.
Help.
Yeah. There's, I'm sure there's more stories. I haven't really thought about awkward stories. There was one time as a guy, there was this lady and this, we, at the department I was at, we just started, some of the cars had VHS cameras recording, and I forgot that my real good friend who was another cop, he got a newer car and had it in there, and he pulled over this lady, and I had actually dealt with her earlier, and she had this cleavage, her boobs were just there, and I walked up to him. I was like, man, did you see her boobs? And he's like recording, like, you know, let me know the microphone. It was recording. I was like, oh my God. And I try to play it off like I was talking about something else. I was like, oh my gosh, I hope they don't watch that back and I get in trouble because I,
yeah,
like, oh, her boobs are hanging out.
Now, I actually had an awkward moment yesterday, but it wasn't, you know, any sex toys or poop related. I was at my last client who happened to be my kid's old doctor's secretary. Super sweet lady. My kids always loved her. She's just great. Well, I had gotten there prior to her getting there. She knew I was coming. But, and I had Kyra with me. So we're walking around checking, seeing how the webbing's going. She has no rodent issues there, no stations. So we didn't have to worry about that. But we're, you know, checking everything out. Me and Kyra just jibber jabbering, you know, flipping each other shit like we do. And we were webbing and I was standing up on her back deck and Kyra's down on the ground. And I can't remember exactly what Kyra said to me, but it made me start doing like this weird mom dance. And I'm just like, yeah, yeah, I'm doing this. And I looked at the sliding glass door and she's standing there just dying laughing. I'm like, whoops. I'm like, that was odd.
Yeah. How long have you been standing there?
Right. I think I asked her that too. I'm like, so how much of that did you see and or hear? Because she couldn't see Kyra because Kyra was like around the corner a little bit. So at first, because when I told her I was coming, I just said, I'm coming, not we. And Kyra was kind of like a last minute decision that she wanted to come. And so I'm hoping she didn't think I was talking to myself originally. But then I was like, yeah, Kyra's right there. See, look how much they've grown. Oh, my God. That's, I was like, whoops.
I had a, I guess, embarrassing kind of with a police officer last week. Yeah, last week, Thanksgiving week, was that I had to go to the courthouse to get, because I live in a small town, the freaking title office is in the courthouse. And it's guarded by police, and you got to go through the metal detector and shit. So I go in, and I put my stuff on the thing, and I go through it, and it beeps. And then they have me go through it again, and it beeps. And it's two guys, and they're like, do you have a watch on? Do you have anything on? And I go, I'm like feeling around, like, no. And I go, I guess you're just going to have to frisk me. The way I said it was
like you were flirting with them,
maybe a little too hopeful. And I'm like, I'm married. Just right. Like after I said it, I'm just like, not like that. And they're like, you're good. And I was like, fair. Okay.
Yeah. I have. At the airport when we went to Indy, my pants had lower leg pockets. And I'd forgotten, like, when we got off one of the flights, I had stuck, like, the in-flight headphones or earbuds in my pocket, in that lower leg pocket. So, me and Brandon, we get off the plane, we go out and have a cigarette, so we have to go back through TSA. And I go, because they put me through the full body scanner, I'm always the one that's randomly selected for it, I swear. Uh-huh. But they were like, oh, we need to do a further search on you. And I'm going, what the hell? I dumped all my pocket. And I saw the picture and you could see the earbud and the cord and everything in that pocket. And I'm like, seriously? And so I pulled them out and I'm like, here you go.
Yep. Smuggling earbuds, Candace. Hey, lady, do you have your Tony Spangler?
I do.
Muggy? Yes.
Ooh, it's a fancy.
I know.
Tony Spangler mugs and? The tumblers. Yes, it's Brandon's again.
I don't have my tumbler. My tumbler's in my truck.
Yeah, mine's in my car. But yeah, they do mugs now. And as always, the tumblers and lots of other accessories that Leanne does. And I love them both to death because yes. They're awesome and amazing people. And yeah, at spanglerart.com, they have lots of already made ones. You can ask them for a personalized one as like this and like this. I've never gotten one of their pre-made ones, but they always look really cool. Tony does a lot of like more quote-unquote manly type ones,
yeah.
If you want to call them that. Leanne nerdy. Does a lot of the girly, yes, and nerdy ones. Leanne does a lot of the girly ones, but they're always great. And I love them.
Yes.
So go to spanglerart.com and go get you a customized awesome cup for whatever you wish to use it for.
Well, Joel, thank you so much for joining us tonight. This has been a lot of fun. I think awkward stories are fun in general.
They are.
It's good to laugh at after the fact.
Yes.
But during, it's not so great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me. Glad I could take a dump in a broken toilet, get this conversation going.
You're welcome.
It's fun. Great.
It may happen again. Knowing me, it could. It probably will. I was going to say the other stuff, I'm sure we're all good. Like, I've broken customer stuff on accident, especially outside. You got your Webster. You got the stupid cable on the backpack spray getting hooked on stuff. So there's always something. I'm like,
there's always
something. I'm the clumsiest person in the world, I feel like. I'm like, just breaking stuff. So,
I've always done that too. That is awkward. I hate that.
Yes. And then having to go tell them.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. I hope that wasn't valuable.
Everything is valuable right at that point.
Yeah, I was supposed to say, like, it could be the stupidest thing since you did it. Now it's a big deal. But, yeah.
Yeah, but thanks for having me. I do appreciate it and enjoy chatting with you guys.
Well, hopefully you enjoy PCHD. As longer you've been in there, you'll realize that it's just a bunch of weirdos just being weirdos.
So I fit right in. It's okay.
Yeah, see, perfect. And then tell your, would you say it was your office manager, Tiffany?
Tiffany, yep.
Tell her to join Pestrogen as well if she's not already in there.
I think she is, and she's only been in PCHD. I looked it up, too. She's only been in PCHD like 3 months, so it's pretty cool.
Awesome.
These are some fresh cheese bags.
Fresh meats.
Fresh cheese.
Fresh cheese.
Awesome. Yeah.
Do you want to do it?
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Pestrogen Podcast. And go out and kick some ass.
There you go. You got
it.
I
remembered.